This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Some Republican lawmakers are vowing to try to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a bill that would have reduced income taxes in Missouri. Shortly after the Democratic governor rejected the bill today, the leading sponsors of the legislation said they would attempt to get the two-thirds vote needed to override his veto when the legislature convenes in September. Republicans hold enough seats in the House and Senate to override Nixon's veto without any Democratic support. Republicans say the tax cut is important to keep Missouri attractive to businesses. Governor Nixon says the loss of tax revenue could jeopardize state services. He talked about the veto this morning in Kansas City, where just across state lines, Kansas has passed a bill that might eventually eliminate income taxes in that state.
The bottom line is this would not improve business opportunities in Kansas City region or in Missouri, and would endanger and put at risk necessary services at the same time. And it's done so in a sloppy, unfair way that could have tremendously negative impacts for generations to come.
The bill would gradually cut individual and corporate income taxes over the next decade if annual state revenues continue to rise by at least $100 million. It would also phase in a 50% deduction on business income reported on individual tax returns. Ameren Missouri is recommending that nonconforming decks, patios, gazebos, and similar structures be allowed to stay near central Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks. Controversy in recent years has focused on land around the lake formed by a hydroelectric project now operated by St. Louis-based Ameren. Regulators last year approved Ameren's plan to adjust its boundary at the lake, which excluded homes and businesses from the project boundary. Ameren reviewed the situation and today recommended regulators allow all 215 structures to remain because they have no impact on the project. The Mississippi River has busted through a couple of levees near St. Louis and is threatening to turn a tiny southeast Missouri town into an island. Heavy rain last week caused a sudden rise in the Mississippi and Missouri rivers and several smaller rivers. The rivers are on the way down at many locations, but a crest isn't expected until Thursday in Cape Girardeau County, where major flooding is already occurring. The small southeast Missouri town of Allenville is accessible only by a small county road, and it may go underwater soon. Two levee breaks north of St. Louis swamped more agricultural land, and several people have evacuated their homes in the West Alton area. The Missouri Department of Transportation will use $150,000 of federal grant money to resurface roads using high-friction surface treatment in Jefferson City. Travis Kessner is the assistant district engineer of MoDOT. He says this new surface is used to give drivers better traction.
It just makes that surface of the roadway a little bit rougher. So if it's raining or something like that, it'll give tires a little bit more traction in those areas that might need it, you know, like a curve or a hill or something like that.
He also says experimental trials will begin at the Madison Curve on Route 54 near the Madison Street exit, as well as in between the Route C and Route 54 exits on Route 179 in Jefferson City. He says both of these areas have dangerous curves and hills. He says if it's financially feasible, these improvements could expand to other parts of the state, including Rolla. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.